As parents, we've all had those days when you are sure that there is a perfect way to raise the kids, and you're also sure that you're not doing it that way. Well, you may think that my guest today will surely have it figured out as the parents of 10 kids, but they will be the first to tell you, well, there is no perfect way. As the creators of the Messy Family Project, Mike and Alicia Hernan, know that parenting a large family is difficult, but not impossible, and they have a great webpage full of resources, and they're asking you to join them on the Pray and Play Challenge. They're with me today. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
It is great to be with you. Thank you, Brenda.
Mike and Alicia, I've had people tell me, you know, how do you do it? And I've had four kids. Now, I don't think of myself as having a large family, but I would say that to you, Mike and Alicia, how do you do that? 10 kids. So tell us a little bit about what makes up your messy family.
Well, we have 10 children who are between the ages of 25 and 8. So we had, so our youngest was born when our oldest was 18. So we had quite the gamut. Now it is getting a little bit easier now because we have about five of them who are pretty much launched out of the house.
College and beyond.
Yes. Yeah. And we have, two children married and three grandchildren and two on the way. But we still have five kids at home. So that still makes it interesting.
That's right. Well, and also the reality that we have found is that raising kids, when we had, you know, whether you have one kids, four kids, 10 kids, they're all different.
And yeah.
If they all came out the same exact way, boy, that would have been so much simple. There wasn't one Herman model. You know, we got thrown a curveball. And when, particularly when we move, and Brenda, you experience this, when you move from man to zone defense with your kids,
That's right.
When they are outnumbering you, it's a challenge no matter, you know, where you're at or how old or how young you feel. Because your kids both bring you joy and make your hair go gray.
So. Oh, absolutely. And kind of touching on what you said, we had three daughters in a row right off the bat. And it's amazing to me at how all of these girls, same parents, same house, same clothes pretty much, how differently they can all turn out and exactly, well, the way God designed it.
Yes.
Mike and Alicia, you have a great website and you have podcasts where you're discussing, you know, all of the issues that families today we're going through. Kind of tell our listeners, what have you found to be the issues that are on the top of family issue list today?
Well, the first thing that most parents ask us about is discipline when in regards to parenting and how do we train and form our children. And I think that when parents come to us and ask questions about marriage, one of the top issues is communication. Yeah. So really, in some ways, I think that those, it's just kind of working out relationships with your spouse and then your relationship with your children.
Yeah. And when you think about it, all of life comes down to that. The family is the place where we learn how to be human, how to relate, how to engage in others. But it's also the place where we experience who God is. You know, it's by our understanding. And this is probably the question we get after those two the most, and sometimes even more, depending on the situation we're in, is how do you pass on the faith to your kids? How do you do all of this within the context of, you know, passing on the faith, training them in virtue? And those questions are really burdening parents because a lot of parents just feel like they're overwhelmed and shooting from the hip all the time.
Right.
And one thing that we try to do is say, you know, the Messy Family Project wants to pull back the curtain and say, it's okay that you're not perfect, mm-hmm. But that we all can be more intentional. We can take some steps that really have a great impact on our kids' formation, both in the faith, the virtues that we want to pass on for them, as well as simple steps that can really renew your marriage, which needs to be at the center of your home.
Mike and Alicia Hernan are the first ones to admit there is no perfect way to raise the kids, but they have the Messy Family Project online with great resources to help out our Catholic families, bring everyone a little bit closer to the faith. Something I want to touch on that you just said, I think I look at the way that I raise my kids and I look at people and people like my own mother. I think, boy, now she would have done it differently. She would have made that meal better. She would have had the clothes piles all put away. why can't I do this? How do you keep or tell families, you know, that comparisons, you know, there are goals to be set. They don't really help you raise your own families.
Well, one thing that we really want to encourage families to do is to discover their unique values. And when you discover the things that your family, that makes your family unique, maybe that are makes you different than, you know, your family of origin or different than another family that you admire. And just to kind of like realize that those differences are actually really beautiful because there's probably things like, yeah, maybe your mom was better at things, you know, than you were because you're different people. But then maybe there's other areas in which you excel that, you know, that maybe your mother struggled more with. And I think that that comparison, which for a lot of moms today, comes from social media, overused.
Pinterest perfect image of a mom and a dad or the family.
Exactly. And that can really drag you down. And we have to be really aware of that and really aware of, well, what's the giftedness of our family? And what does our family culture consist of? And then really using that and seeing that as a gift and seeing how can this bring our family closer to God? How can we glorify him in the way that makes us unique as a family?
Yeah, Brenda, it is really a simple recipe. You know, it's a recipe for disaster if you simply live by comparison. But if you embrace who you are and how God called you to be, because he, for whatever reason, has blessed you with these particular children, and he's going to give you the grace to figure it out. And the grace to be a parent comes from your marriage. And if we, as parents, simply say, we're going to put first things first, we're not going to put social media or the keeping up with the Joneses first. Mm-hmm. We're going to focus on what we can control. And I'm going to take extreme ownership for that. And I'm going to let go of all the things that I can't control today. And I'm going to focus in and take one step forward. That makes all the difference.
Oh, I can't agree more. Mike and Alicia, I think for myself too, the one thing that really helped kind of calm our family is I was unapologetic when I did not sign my children up for every possible thing they wanted. We did, you know, everybody did swimming. Well, that's because swim practice was all at the same time, and so were their swim meets. And so I think you're right. I think every parent's got to decide, and every family needs to decide, this is how we're going to do it. And I appreciate knowing from a family of 10 what expertise you have to share. You have 10 children, which is exhausting to me. But you said you have, you know, some that are still at home.
Exhausting to me too.
To the idea of that laundry, let me tell you what. Now, you have kids, from 6 years old and then all the way through college and even married with children. Maybe share with us your experience of how you've made that transition from telling your kids what to do to guiding their decisions and now to allowing them, you know what, this is on you.
Right, right. Well, I'm laughing because I'm still learning how to do that. Like, you're never done learning, right? Like, you're still, I'm still learning how to like take that step, especially, you know, with the children who, it's because there's one transition, I feel like, when your children become teenagers, right? And so then you start to really start teaching them that independence. Then when they go off to college, or even if they are like us, some of our kids have gone to college in town, but still like that college age when we're kind of giving them even more freedom and allowing them to make their own choices and really saying things like, well, what do you think is best? What do you think that you should do? And any time that we can use that phrase to use that, and that should happen more and more and more. But then I feel like then there's another transition that happens when they get married. Because when they're married, then that's like a whole big thing, you know, because they have their own family and they have the grace to be a parent from their sacrament. And I think that really the key is to listen first, to listen a lot. And if you think, I wonder if I should say this, you probably shouldn't.
I love it.
Another parent told me that, and I thought, oh, that's probably good advice.
Mike and Alicia, I've loved our conversation, and there's more I want to talk to you about, especially your Pray and Play challenge, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
That would be great. Love to.
I am continuing my conversation with Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the creators of the Messy Family Project. And as parents of 10, I think they might know a thing or two of what constitutes a messy project. Mike and Alicia joined me in our first half hour and are with me again. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for your time today.
It is great to be back with you, Brenda.
Mike and Alicia, one of the things that I found on your webpage, in fact, was an article that you just had on writing on the Feast of Pentecost and setting your marriage on fire. And I'm not talking about burning up the marriage certificate saying that's it, right? But it's in the best way. That what are the things that the two of you are consistently doing to making sure that your marriage is the priority and not the activities of your 10 kids?
Yeah, I first, just to affirm something, you know, your family began with your marriage, right? And we need to make sure that that is number one priority for us in the home. Because if you don't recognize that this is from where all the kids came from, we need to prioritize our spouse above all others. And when we talk to, older couples, we've asked them continuously throughout the years, what's the secret? What's the secret? One of the first things everyone says, every marriage that we've ever talked to, they said regular date nights.
Yeah.
It sounds so simple, but it has the profound impact when you have a habit of simply saying, I want to spend time with you and I'm not going to take you for granted. I want to treat our relationship as if it is a priority for me. Mm-hmm. And that means our relationship is built with the material of time.
Yeah, I love that phrase, that relationships are built with the material of time. And we have to remember that, because really, if we're going to say that our family is a priority, but we spend all of our time working or on our own hobbies or on Facebook or on, you know, or on a device or playing video games or whatever, but we're not spending, putting aside dedicated time for our children or our spouse, then that's really not speaking the truth of them being a priority. And actually, that's what the Play and Pray Challenge is about, taking that time, challenging couples to do a date night, to do a family day, and to enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus within their homes. Because we want to, you know, do it in a fun way, present this as a fun challenge, but also to really emphasize that these things are really important. They're important because they are the foundation of your family.
Well, that is a great point. I'd love for you to explain that more, because you do have this great challenge on your webpage. Might even come along with a dance challenge. I might be good at that. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, so the Play and Pray Challenge is something we're doing this summer. We're launching it now, right now. It's active. Where we're challenging people to do those three things that Alicia just mentioned. Have a family fun day, go on a date night, and enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus as the king of your family. And we have a whole resource and download for ideas on dates, family fun days, as well as the ceremony for enthroning the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And for anybody who signs up, we actually have a team of priests who are going to be saying Mass for all those families. And that they get a free bumper sticker and prayer card from us. But it is something that we believe that this is the foundation of your family culture. It's the fun is the glue that keeps your family together. We had a wise woman tell us this many, many years ago, that if you want to pray with your kids, you need to play with your kids. And right. So we begin with fun. We need our kids to know this is a foretaste of heaven. The play and the leisure and the time we spend together is a foretaste. And we got to make that fun and interesting and got a great impact and leave those memories with our kids. But we need to also renew our marriage. We need to make a proclamation that Jesus is the King. And in the Feast of the Sacred Heart is coming up here right away. But any time throughout this, particularly this summer, is a great habit to have those three things in for the challenge.
Yeah, I think a lot of times Catholics, we forget how important it is, a lot of that like human formation, that human interaction that really needs to be part of our family life. So being a great Catholic family and solidifying that identity within your children is not simply a matter of taking them to church and saying certain prayers within your home. Though that is important, that's only part of it. Your children need to feel known by you. They need to feel loved by you. They need to feel that this family is a place that I belong. And yes, that can come through praying together, but especially for little kids, the reality is that it's primarily going to come from playing together and just being with them.
I think
that sometimes we can forget that in our desire to pass on the faith. We forget that they don't just need the prayers and, you know, and their spiritual formation. They also need that human formation, and they need our love as parents, and they need to feel that, have that community within their brothers and sisters and their parents and the whole family.
Oh, the two go together so well, to play to pray. It's a great idea. I think a lot of our listeners would be really interested to join you in this challenge. Tell our listeners where they're going to be able to find out more about your challenge, maybe even that dance challenge, and also the great resources you have on your webpage.
Yes, you can visit us at messyfamilyproject.org. It's available right from our website, both the Play and Pray Challenge, the download and free resources. And Brenda, we would love to see you as part of the dance-off. We have this great fun family song called Family. And it's about dancing and singing in the kitchen. And it's about being baptized. It's a beautiful song. And we're having families from all over send in little video clips of what their family's doing so we can share and celebrate family life.
I am a rock star in my own kitchen, and it's a lot of fun watching you put a dance video on there, and I encourage all of our listeners to check out the Messy Family Project. Mike and Alicia, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be with you, Brenda. God bless.
And again, that is Mike and Alicia Hernan. They are the creators of the Messy Family Project. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get straight to their page, find all of their wonderful resources, and you're going to find the link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.